campuses and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, January 17th, 2014. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pow Hunter Friday. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. First of all, Claire will be joining us in hour number three today with her unique perspective on certain things here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, for you to call on in and share your opinions and questions on what's going on. And obviously the big story here right now, and Craig is in the control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on. And the big story, of course, is earlier today, President Obama got on TV, made a 45-minute speech addressing the concerns of the American people and the people of planet Earth over this out-of-control, rampant NSA spying. And he just said that this is necessary. These people are doing a wonderful job, and we should never think ill of them. But when it really came right down to it, the only changes he made is he promised that he's not going to peek in on the communications of other world leaders unless there's a national security reason. And let's be honest, there's always a national security reason to be listening into the leaders of other nations. And they're going to change how this long-term data is being stored. In other words, they're going to move it over to another disk drive and have a new set of perverts drooling over the nude photos of your lover. That's basically all it is. It's lipstick on a pig here. And I think basically nobody's talking about the Constitution. Certainly Obama's not talking about it. The corporate media, even as they are trying to come up with some kind of a lukewarm way to say, yeah, this is an improvement, none of them are talking about the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment. And basically Obama is putting lipstick on this pig in the hope that you will forget all about the blatant illegality and unconstitutionality of the surveillance on law-abiding citizens. Forget that the NSA, according to a recent report, hasn't actually had any impact on terror at all. Forget that NSA can't find the crypto locker extortionists, can't find the crooks behind the massive credit card intrusions that hit the major retailers Christmas. Forget the NSA did not prevent the Boston bombing. Forget that the NSA workers have been caught looking at porn and playing World of Warcraft and then trying to justify it as somehow connected to the war on terror. And it's not going to happen. We're not going to forget all those things. Now, a little irony a lot of people have already pointed out. I think we mentioned it yesterday. Today is the anniversary of President Dwight Eisenhower's warning speech regarding the military-industrial complex and what a danger it posed to our democratic processes. And, of course, the White House is saying, it's just a coincidence. Of course it is. They don't want a reminder of how Eisenhower warned us to watch out for exactly the world we're living in right now, where large corporations connected to the military, connected to security, connected to big pharma, are basically ruling the roost here, along, of course, with Israel's hands into the till. Now, the media is trying to put out the idea that Americans, well, they seem to be sort of okay with this. There's no major uprisings, and the polls are showing Americans really aren't interested. And they put out a poll saying that 34% of Americans think the government is listening to the content of phone calls, meaning the voice part, not just the metadata, but the voice part. And we already documented the size of that Utah data center alone, and it's not the only one. is sufficient to hold audio recordings of every phone call made by every human being on Earth for the last 7 years. So we ran our own poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you think the government is listening to the content, meaning the voices of your phone calls? And as of the last time I looked, 96% said yes. So, once again, they're fudging the polls to sell you the big lie that, well, your friends and neighbors aren't all that upset about it, so you shouldn't be too. We're going to take a phone call. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on?
Hey, I was listening, like, I don't know, it's been a week or two ago, and you said something that I have never heard anybody point out. And I've seen very few articles about it, but the last time I saw anything about it, it showed a picture of a bunch of people standing at a bus stop. And it was talking about metadata that they're recording from the phones. And you said this, that data and your location and all that sort of stuff that they're vacuuming up on these cell phones and smartphones is useless unless they have the microphone audio. You never know when that microphone is on.
That's exactly right. I mean, you're talking
about
the phone.
Well, I have 14 years of experience with that.
how so?
Because here at this local little hole-in-the-wall TV station that I've been running since 1997. When I first came here as a production person, I was in the back a lot of times on weekends and evenings, and I just turned the ringer off the dang fax line because it would sit and ring for up to 45 minutes, and it wasn't my responsibility to know what the heck was going on, you know. But after a while, I pick up the phone to make an outgoing call, and there's audio from somebody's phone, and it was on the hook. It was like a child care center or something.
Yeah.
And I could hear all this noise in the background. And finally the dang phone rang and I could hear a woman. You could tell her shoes clopping across the floor. And she picked up the phone and said hello. At the same time, you heard the little beep from a cordless phone go doot, and it cut the audio off.
Well, you need to understand all of this NSA spying hardware and everything was all supplied by the lowest bidder. I mean, but we're not seeing any of these no bid contracts handed out to presidential friends. And if we do, I mean, that's another explanation. It's not really very good quality. Like I keep pointing out, they can't find the CryptoLocker criminals. They can't find the people who are hacking into these retail credit card databases. They can't find the people who are flooding our inboxes with Viagra ads and the rest of it. And we proved with our NSA challenges that anybody that really needs to hide from the NSA surveillance can conceal their messages with strong encryption you can write yourself, and you can hide the messages inside pictures with steganography. And if you look at the images on the net, I mean, in the early days, they were little tiny, they were compressed, they were GIFs, but now there are huge panoramic, high-resolution pictures that are out there decorating websites, and they're large enough to conceal messages inside the low-order bits. And the best way to keep the NSA from knowing you're sending a message is for it to not look like a message to begin with. And several years ago, as an example of this, one of the images in the older portion of my website contains a quote by Shakespeare hidden in steganography. And I guess that was probably actually my real first NSA challenge. I said, I dare you to identify the picture and tell me what the quote from Shakespeare is, and nobody ever did.
Well, you know, it took me a little while to piece together what was going on, and the phone company, of course, never would do anything about it. They claim they'd look at the connections and all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's a real legitimate tort, and numerous reporters over the years I've given a chance for them to actually cover these stories, and, of course, they're like, well, we don't think the public will understand it or any of this sort of stuff. My boss...
We don't understand it.
The
you know,
boss...
We understand the technology. We just don't understand why this stuff is going on.
The boss that I work for basically said that the phone company is so big it's worse than the government. I mean, as far as like a bureaucratic nightmare
now
trying to get stuff done.
Now, that is a horrible insult to the phone company.
Well, and of course, they use a lot of these foreign contractors, and we have...
Yeah, a lot of them are from Israel, remember?
Israel inside, like the old Intel commercial. They've got a big Intel factory over there. You think they got any Mossad workers working in there, implanting stuff?
Well, they were invited in. I mean, there was an Israeli company, Converse Infosys, that was given the U.S. government contract to build phone tapping hardware right into the phone system. So the days of having to go out with a warrant and alligator clips to listen onto somebody's phone call, those are gone. They can just type in a number on a keyboard and listen to anything on the phone. And you are absolutely correct. The reason all cell phones have that speakerphone capability in them is not because everybody uses the speakerphone, but to make sure there is a microphone microphone in the phone that can hear the entire room. And yes, it's been reported and confirmed many times over. The government can break into that phone and turn that microphone on anytime they want. They can turn on your webcam without the little light going on that lets you know that the webcam is on, just to spy on you all the time. All of it, of course.
Phone companies, I think, are the worst offenders, though, because they can do market research and manipulation. There's more money in that.
Well, they're certainly going to take advantage of the flood of information. But remember, one of the first inklings we had about all this came out of AT&T and that secret government room that was being reported. And that was years ago. I mean, this stuff's just been
Mark
going
Klein.
On. Yeah, Mark Klein, that's right. Mike, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero. Give me a great show. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero. Give me a great show.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Say, you know, as far as the NSA goes, I'm not scared. There's just way too much data for them to sift through. They just want you to be scared.
It's a big bluff. It's a big, expensive, multi-billion-dollar bluff.
Thanks for agreeing with me on that, because that Alex Jones wants to scare you. The TV wants to scare you. Look, at a city of 100,000 people, even if one small section of that city was in rebellion, you couldn't even go in there with the troops. It's built-up areas. They have guns. It's a hoax. They want you to be scared.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right, because, I mean, they can have this big data vault in Utah, and they've just built one here on Hawaii, and they're building another one in Maryland here, and they can collect all the data they want. But the correlation of all that data, from a mathematics point of view, is called an unlimited expansion. There is simply too much data to really find anything useful in. And it is. It's a bluff. And the Nazis did the same thing to the German people. We have informants on every block. The Gestapo is everywhere. You know, the SS is listening to everything that you do. And it was a bluff to keep the German people silent. And my experience talking with people around here is people aren't scared of the NSA. They're angry because they recognize this is un-American. This is Stasi. This is Nazi. This is KGB and GRU. And this is not America, what they're doing.
Well, look, if you really want to be quiet about what you're doing, just send a letter.
Well, you know, they actually have, it does make things a little bit more difficult, and they do scan all mail from point of departure to point of delivery to keep a track of who's mailing who for traffic analysis. But years ago, under circumstances I really can't talk about, I was shown this spray can of chemical that's apparently part of the spook's kit. And you spray a letter with it, and the paper turns just absolutely transparent, and you can just see what's in there. Don't have to open it. And when the chemical evaporates, the paper goes back to looking normal, and it leaves no trace. So they're peeking at everything. Yeah, well, they're
the mail,
trying to
work. All the mail at the post office, they're not going through it. I mean, they want you to think they can go through it. There's too much mail. They have to go too fast. They can't be standing around spraying letters.
Yeah, they can't even deliver it. They don't have time to read it. And, but, you know, obviously for people who are high profile, like myself, I just assume they're looking. Well, I know they're looking at us. The Secret Service turned up and harassed us Christmas 2012.
Yeah.
So, but for the average American person, you listening to this show, don't be afraid of the NSA. You're not important to them. It's a big bluff. What they're trying to do is to keep you from talking to your friends and neighbors about what's going on. And, of course, I always talk to everybody everywhere I go, especially people who don't know who I am and what I do. And it's sort of my way of taking the gauge of what the general public is thinking. And I'm seeing a clear escalation in the anger and an openness and willingness to say, yeah, this government has really, really gone down a bad path. And people are openly talking about it now. And I think that's a very, very good thing. If you let yourself be afraid of the NSA, the bad guys are going to win.
Well, it's another thing they want to scare you with is don't open attachments. You know,
well, that's actually right now. That's very good. And as a matter of fact, I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about CryptoLocker as soon as I let you go, which is going to be right now. Thank you very much for the phone call. And I know we've got other callers, but I'd like you to just be patient for a bit because I want to talk about this. The idea that the NSA is monitoring all computer communication and they can't find the bad guys. Now, CryptoLocker is a nasty one. I was talking with a friend of mine here just last night who does some local computer consulting and says he's seen people whose machines get wrecked with this thing. They don't pay the ransom and they can't decode their files. An entire local company, their entire net and all the disks got infected by this thing. And remember earlier in the week, I was talking about all these scam emails we were getting. One claimed to be from a funeral home with information about the funeral of my dearly departed friend. And then there was the other one that claimed to be from Pacific Gas and Electric, which is weird because I live in Hawaii, that said, your last month's bill wasn't paid, your current month is due, and if you don't click this link to pay right now, your power will be turned off. These are all designed to get you to click that link just on fear and panic only. My wife has been getting emails that purport to be from my uncle, who has never emailed her before. So, yeah, you need to be careful. Somebody's just forcing this out there as much as possible. And what CryptoLocker does, for those of you who don't know about it yet, it goes through your computer and it looks for files with certain extensions that have to do with office documents, Excel sheets, all of your image files, contact lists, all of your important data. And it encrypts them with a public key encryption system. And then we'll offer to sell you the decryption key for $300, and you only have 72 hours to do that, or they'll delete the key, and that's it. You'll never get your files back. And you have to wonder, if this is not cyber terrorism, what is? And if the NSA has spent all these billions of dollars to defend us from cyber terrorism, why aren't they doing anything about CryptoLocker? And I got a bunch of stories up there and I looked at them. One of them pointed out that for some mysterious reason, CryptoLocker is completely unfazed by all the commercial antivirus computer security software that you're all paying money for. It doesn't work against that. Nobody can detect it. Which raises an interesting possibility here. The reason the commercial antivirus software doesn't stop CryptoLocker and the reason NSA won't hunt it down is maybe it's the government itself. Because think about it. There are a billion PCs in use around the world. If CryptoLocker infects just 10% of those times the $300 ransom, that's $30 billion. That's enough to keep the federal government afloat for a few more weeks. It's enough to cover the expected, the loss of the expected tax revenues from Obamacare, which is collapsing. Or it's enough to fund covert activity not sanctioned by Congress. Now, remember the Iran-Contra scandal, guns coming down out of the U.S. to Central America, drugs coming back to pay for it all. The CIA has a long habit of committing these crimes to raise money, drug smuggling, gun running, and the rest of it, to fund covert operations CIA wants to do that are not approved by Congress. Or CryptoLocker could be from Israel, and of course that means hands off inside the United States government, because we never chase down and arrest Israeli criminals. I'll tell you what the solution is. We find just one of these cyber criminals breaking into credit card databases or CryptoLocker, whatever. We find just one of these cyber criminals, and we crucify them live on national TV for the entire week it takes for them to die on that cross. And I'll bet you that computer crime problem really starts to go away very quickly. Very quickly. All right, the call phone lines are lining up here. Let's see. Sunny in New Jersey. Aloha, Sunny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm glad you're encouraging people to talk about it with their friends and family. I own a pizza shop, and 3 years ago when my customers would come in and we'd start talking about this type of thing, they just kind of look away, and now they're coming in and they're bringing it up to me all the time.
Yeah.
But the main reason I'm calling is... This execution in Ohio, I have very little sympathy for this guy. He raped and tortured and killed a pregnant woman who was newly married, and this guy got what he deserved.
Well, there's no question that he deserved the death penalty. The problem is they botched it up, and the guy took 25 minutes to die because the company that makes the chemicals for the lethal injection doesn't want to be associated with that. So they tried a different experimental technique that apparently didn't really work. Now, there is a constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment, and taking 25 minutes to die, I think, qualifies for that. And
you're
so
right.
There is an issue that if when the state executes people, and especially because they execute so many innocent ones, we should make it as pain-free as possible. I'm opposed to the death penalty anyway on general grounds. Sonny, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it occurs to me there might actually be one other reason to suspect that CryptoLocker is some kind of a government operation, besides the fact that NSA won't track them down and the commercial virus protection companies don't seem to identify it when it's attacking your machine. Remember we talked about the idea of a virtual 9/11, some kind of a crisis to hit the internet that the government could use to then say, oh, well, you know, we can't allow this to go on any longer. We have to have complete control of the internet. We have to manage it the way we manage broadcasting, which means you now have to get a government license to have a website. And obviously, that's going to be something that the corporations will say, yeah, we'll get a license. And for independent bloggers, oh, we're sorry, we ran out of license forms and the rest of it. But the more I think about it, the more it strikes me that there is something really wrong with this idea of an NSA that is monitoring all of the computer traffic on the globe, not being able to find these guys. Now, the official story is, oh, we can't find them because they're being paid in Bitcoin, and that makes it untraceable. No, it isn't. The FBI traced Bitcoin all the way to the Silk Road, shut them down, confiscated the Bitcoins. Now the FBI is going to auction them off. Bitcoins go through the net. If the NSA is monitoring the net, they know where the Bitcoins are going. Or they have just wasted all that money. Maybe that other caller is right. It's a bluff. Maybe those giant buildings they built in Utah are just absolutely empty. There's no computers in there at all. Or maybe that's the new location of the secret government warehouse with the Ark of the Covenant and all that other stuff in there. And they just took all that money and had themselves a high old party all over the planet or something. But there's a very strange disconnect with Obama out there saying that this NSA spying is necessary to protect us from cyber terrorism, and the most obvious cyber terrorist of them all, CryptoLocker. And again, it was reported in some of these articles I read about CryptoLocker. It is, to this date, undetected by all the major antivirus companies. Kaspersky, Norton, whatever they're calling McAfee today, they changed the name, much to John's delight. There is something very wanky about this whole situation. Something is very, very wrong. It doesn't really add up. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. John in Wisconsin, aloha. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I used to live in Hawaii myself back in the early 80s when they were filming Magnum P.I. at the time. I think in 2 weeks from now, I think we're going to have the State of the Union live speech. And
yes.
There's three big lies Obama's going to get up there, which is going to be written for him. He's going to say the Affordable Health Care Act. He's going to say there's 5 million people have signed up for it. It's going strong. And he'll say, I want to report to Congress next year this time. Every American will have it, and they'll all cheer. You know, that'll be the number one lie there. The second lie, he'll say that, we created about 2 million jobs, and Americans are going back to work, and they'll all cheer. And then the next one, he'll talk about the NSA thing. He'll say, and I want to report to Congress and American people that no American phone calls are being monitored, and all cheer. You know, that's a big three lies. Just mark my words. We'll hear that in 2 weeks.
And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you.
Yep. So I just wanted to throw that in there, Mike, and I'm not going to comply at all with this Obamacare. Do not comply. Last night I talked to some young college students at the local coffee shop, and he said, they're not signing up for it because they can't afford it.
That's exactly right. See, all of these little scams and games that Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are doing to try and grab some more money to prop up that Ponzi scheme central bank are predicated on their absolute unshakable religious belief that there's still plenty of wealth out here in the American people, and all they got to do is figure out a way to get it out of our pockets and all will be well. But that's wrong. We're tapped out. There isn't enough money out here for the society to even function at a base level. It's why we've got so much homelessness and hunger and poverty out here. And now the housing bubble it seems to be about ready to pop. Housing starts are down 10% over last month. And
you have Sears and JCPenney dying.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I'm seeing, especially since the disastrous Christmas holiday shopping season, I'm seeing a whole bunch of stores at the mall, shutting their door and putting paper over the window, and they're all going away. We're dying out here, and Washington, D.C. doesn't want to look at it because they don't want to admit their guilt for it. Wall Street doesn't want to look at it because they want to go on believing that this is the way the world is supposed to be. We're hurting out here. We are in pain out here. My wife and I, when we work for these little food programs that we support, the crowds keep getting bigger and younger. And the resources to keep food going to these people, you keep getting smaller and smaller. It is. And I'm not even going to bother watching Obama's State of the Union speech because I know it's just going to be one big pile of USDA choice equine excrement.
Oh, I agree with you, Mike. So like I said, Obamacare is going to collapse, folks. Do not comply. And Mike, thank you so much for taking my call, and we'll get on to the other callers.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, Obamacare is a complete and utter failure, whether you're looking at it from the point of view of its stated objectives or you're looking at it from the point of view of being a desperate cash grab by the government and the insurance companies. Either way, it's a complete disaster. And nobody on Wall Street, nobody in the corporate media, nobody in Washington, D.C. has the courage to stand up and say, yeah, we really screwed this one up. Maybe we should call it off. They're going to keep pushing it forward because we're right no matter how badly we mess things up. We're right. We're the government and so forth and so on. All right. Let's see. Ahmed in Spain. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. Mike, I think you have been unfair on poor Obama.
Oh, really? And why would that
really?
Be?
You already told us that he's nobody, non-person. He's only a puppet. When we're talking about him, we shouldn't say he is doing this, he wants to do this. We got to say he's told to do this, he's told to say this, I mean,
yeah, but he does have he can say no because he is the president, and that does carry some perks on. Well, he's saying no on Iran. Have you seen how he's come under attack by the U.S. Senate is out there trying to get this new sanctions bill to kill the P5?
It is a plot, part of the game. Allow me to explain myself and prove that I am right.
Okay.
There was Bush. Now there is Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the next president, I don't know who is going to
I
be.
I think you just gave it away.
Okay. Who is going to be, I don't care. But I can precisely say what his or her foreign policy is going to be. I can say it exactly. It's not going to change. More wars.
No, they're going to go on serving Israel. They're going to go on serving
exactly.
Wall Street. They're going to go on serving the private central bankers.
Exactly.
Because the private central bankers have accumulated enough wealth, which means power, to basically warp and distort the entire planet to serve their own interests. And what we have to do is be patient because the system is on the verge of imploding. Because just like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, there is a fatal design flaw in the model of private central banking that leads it inevitably to collapse. And this time it looks like they're all going to come down together.
Right. But I think we got to help a bit because I think they could put things in a better way and they could salvage the situation, but they're not going to do it because mm-hmm. they have their own agenda.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. We all know that even at this late date, it would be possible to save this nation and put it back on a productive path.
They can't do anything.
Everybody in finance and everybody in government, they're looking out for their own immediate agendas. Nobody's maintaining an overview. Now, the proper function of government is to stand between the welfare of the ordinary population and the greed of the ultra-rich and corporations and act as an umpire or a referee or an arbiter between those conflicting agendas. And you're absolutely right. The current U.S. federal government has completely abandoned any concern for the ordinary American people. This new austerity budget proves it, and they have aligned themselves completely with corporate power. And that is the classic definition of fascism.
Absolutely. May I pass another comment, please?
Real quick, we're almost on the commercial break.
Right. A couple of days ago, I saw this picture. It really broke my heart. This young lad dressed in uniform that the army person trying to tell about his father's death to him. Probably you saw the picture. He's trying to hold back his tears. He's going to burst any minute. Did you see that picture?
No, I actually did not see that picture, but I mean, it's a story that's repeated, every day all across
so
the country
sad.
And around the world.
I mean, I want to say to these army people, they killing themselves because they cannot live with themselves. And look,
they're also juiced up on antidepressants. We had a veteran of Iraq call into the show.
Guilty party.
Okay,
not the guilty
party. We have to let you go. Sorry, got to cut you off. Commercial break. We'll be back with more news after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is running a story on how Barbara Bush is hoping that her son Jeb won't run for the White House in 2016, which means Jeb Bush is running for the White House in 2016. And this is just a clever way to sort of get that out there for people to be thinking about. Alrighty, getting back to the NSA information, the latest leak from Edward Snowden is that the NSA is collecting over 200 million text messages every single day around the globe. The NSA considers it a gold mine of information. Apparently, that didn't include those text messages sent to Odaigo in New York before the planes used in the 9/11 attacks had even left the ground, warning those employees of this Israeli-owned company to possibly get the heck out of there. And the FBI was given the IP address of the person who originated that message, and it just sort of went away. So if you are using text messages, you might want to make a point. Up at the top of my website, every day there's a randomly selected Department of Homeland Security keyword that they scan for. Things like anthrax and Allah and a bunch of other stuff in there that doesn't really make any sense. And just include them in your text messages. Just to keep the NSA busy a little bit here. Because they're out there grabbing all of the text messages, all of the email, all of the phone calls. Still can't find CryptoLocker. which, and I'm going to keep hitting that point, because if they can't find and stop CryptoLocker, if they can't find these people who broke into these retail outlets and stole all the credit card information for hundreds of millions of Americans, why was so many billions of taxpayer dollars spent on those data centers if the NSA can't catch these people? Because if the CryptoLocker extortionists and the credit card thieves can evade the NSA and U.S. law enforcement, so can the terrorists that this is all supposed to be about. It's like Obamacare. This NSA spying is a complete unmitigated failure. It can't do what it's supposed to do. There was that report that came out earlier this week saying that after all this talks about, oh, we stopped these terror attacks, but we can't tell you about them, we've saved lives, and it turns out they haven't. The NSA's mass spying on law-abiding American citizens has had negligible effect on terror investigations in the United States of America. And you know why? Because the real terrorists know all the electronic communications are compromised. They're going to stay away. They're going to do what Colbert does. They're going to take out a pen and a paper, write down what they need, and mail it. And by the way, if you have not seen it, we have a link from whatreallyhappened.com to a page with an excerpt from last night's Colbert report, and he just goes after the NSA, and it is funny. It is very funny, and he makes some very, very good points. Now, economic impact. We have been talking about all the American computer sellers, software sellers, IT support. The entire IT industry in the United States of America has been kneecapped by the revelations of NSA backdooring all these systems. Foreign clients are refusing to do business with American companies. They're cutting off contracts with American cloud providers. They're building their own. They're moving away from all of this stuff. Huge economic harm to the U.S. economy at a time when we cannot afford it. And it's not just IT. Apparently, Boeing just lost a $4.5 billion contract with Brazil specifically because of the concerns over the NSA's backdooring of all electronics and products coming out of the United States. Very bizarre story here. And this came out of Washington Post, no less. Target breach appears to be part of broader scam. And this is basically the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security saying that the credit card intrusion in Target appears to be part of a broader plan. Harumph, harumph. Now, the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security also can't find these credit card criminals. They don't know who actually did it. So they're getting their 15 minutes of press fame and justifying their paychecks by making an announcement that it is a broad-range plan, which we already knew. Meanwhile, Congress is still split on the idea of forcing the Obamacare website to report security breaches, because right now, under the current law, because it is a government website, they don't have to tell you. If these CryptoLocker people have broken in there and are using Obamacare to serve their product, and they could, the government doesn't have to tell you about it. If the people who broke into Target have broken into Obamacare, the government doesn't have to tell you. And Congress can't sort of make up its mind about why maybe the U.S. government ought to be held to the same standards that the retailers are. Meanwhile, security experts continue to tell the congressional inquiry into the Obamacare website it is not secure. It was thrown together so quickly and so cheaply there was no concern for security. And security is not something you buy and add on as an outer layer in a website like this. Security has to be engineered into the code at all levels, right down to the base drivers. It could be wide open. Your financial and medical information may already be stolen. And under the current law, Obama doesn't have to tell you. It's national security. You don't need to know these things. By the way, speaking of national security, very bizarre story came out. The U.S. government's Department of Education is awarding an additional $1.9 million to the Newtown Public School District to help with the ongoing recovery from the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary. Total so far, $3.2 million. That's a lot of inducement to just go on with the official U.S. government line. Did you see the U.S. government handing out lots of money to that movie theater after the Batman shooting? I don't think so. smells a lot like hush money to me. Now then. Okay, we've got, let's see, a caller on the line before the top of the hour. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm just looking at the latest news with the 34 military officers being made redundant or sacked from their positions. And it seems to have stemmed from the movement of these nuclear weapons referred to by one of your senators, Lindsey Graham, earlier on last year. And what really is disturbing, and I think it's more important for Americans to think about, is that since this General Weinstein, of a famous little nation at the Eastern Mediterranean origin, is now in charge of the Air Force's nuclear weapons in the Pentagon. I mean, the largest arsenal of nuclear weapons now seems to have a gentleman of Eastern Mediterranean origin in charge of it.
Well, it goes even further than that. There was that military cooperation with Israel agreement that was put into place last year, which actually gives Israeli military command direct control over part of the U.S. nuclear arsenal. They've got the keys to the missiles out there. Now, what's going on in the U.S. military is a purge. It is a classic purge, just like Stalin used to do to his military, where before they're getting ready to do something really, really ugly, they're going to go through and look at all the officers and say, is this guy going to go along with our agenda or not? And for those officers who are going to say, this is a war crime, this is unconstitutional, they find some excuse to get rid of him. Oh, he was having an affair. Oh, he was gambling. Oh, he was doing this and oh, he was doing that. But if you look at the sheer volume of these officers being cleaned out, it looks like there's a purge going on in the U.S. military to get rid of anybody who's not going to obey the orders of his Obama-ness.
Yes, I agree with that, Michael, entirely. And it is disturbing because America holds the keys to the largest nuclear arsenal on the planet, and it looks like they're handing control of not just the military. It even caused Feinstein to object to allowing Israel, a foreign government, to decide when America goes to war. This is really, disturbing, to say the least.
All right, so we've got our connection back here, and as I was about to say, in a closed session today, the United States Supreme Court is going to review the matter of whether police can look at your cell phone data without a warrant. Of course, it's illegal. The government has to have a warrant. That's what the Fourth Amendment's all about. We're going to take a break here from Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we'll be right back with hour number two.